WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. You know that feeling when you're constantly running on empty? Like a hamster wheel of to-dos and demands, never quite catching your breath. Well, let's be honest, we all get there sometimes. It's a common struggle in our crazy world, but guess what? We have the power to change it. Today, we're diving deep into the art of creating healthy boundaries. Think of it as building a mental fortress to protect your peace and sanity. Trust me, it's not about being selfish. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self for everyone else. Ever feel like you're saying yes to everything just to keep people happy? Or maybe you struggle with setting limits even when you know deep down you need a break? That's where boundaries come in. They're the invisible lines we draw around ourselves to define what's acceptable and what's not. Think of them as your mental health armor. Now, I know what you're thinking. Boundaries sounds kinda rigid. But hear me out. It's not about being a wallflower or shutting people out. It's about creating space for yourself to recharge, prioritize what matters, and protect your energy. So, how do we build these mental fortresses? Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you create healthy boundaries. 1. Know your needs. Seriously, get to know yourself. What drains your energy? What brings you joy? Identify your non-negotiables, those things that are essential for your well-being. Whether it's a quiet morning routine or an evening walk, make time for what fuels your soul. 2. Learn to say no. This is huge, guys. Saying no doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you self-aware and respectful of your own time. Start small, decline that extra commitment if you're already stretched thin, politely pass on social events that don't align with your priorities. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being. 3. Communicate clearly. Once you've identified your boundaries, communicate them clearly and respectfully. Be direct but kind. Instead of saying I can't try, I'm happy to help another time, or that sounds great, but I'm already committed to. 4. Set realistic expectations. Listen, we can't be superheroes. It's okay to acknowledge your limitations. Don't overcommit yourself, and remember that it's okay to ask for help when you need it. Delegate tasks, seek support from loved ones, and embrace the power of teamwork. 5. Protect your time. Time is precious, people. Treat it like gold. Schedule time for self-care, hobbies, and activities that bring you joy. Don't let others dictate your schedule. Create a rhythm that works for you. Think about that friend who always seems to have their life together, effortlessly juggling work, family, and personal projects. They've mastered the art of boundaries. Okay, now picture this. You're at a dinner party. Someone starts venting about their day again, and it's sucking your energy dry. You know you should be polite, but honestly, you'd rather be lost in a good book or catching up with someone else. This is where boundaries come into play. Maybe you politely excuse yourself to freshen up, saying something like, "Excuse me for a moment, I need to use the restroom." Or perhaps you gently redirect the conversation by saying, "That sounds rough, but I'd love to hear about your weekend plans instead." You see, it's all about finding a balance between being kind and protecting your own mental well-being. So, remember those 5 key takeaways. Know your needs, learn to say no, communicate clearly, set realistic expectations, and protect your time. These aren't just words, they are action steps that can transform your life. Start small, be consistent, and watch as you create a life filled with more peace, joy, and energy. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one boundary you're going to start implementing today? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag us on social media. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of Stoic Power. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and keep rocking those boundaries.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.